listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the principle of being in, but not of. And I want to read to you from Psalm 119, verse 115. Where we read this, "Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God." There is a constant challenge in the Christian life to be in the world, but not of the world. To be in the world, as Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 means, that we will have a presence in culture and society, and we will shine as lights for God's love and truth. To be of the world, as in John chapter 15, verse 19, means that we let the culture surrounding us tell us what our values and principles are. God wants us to keep both our values and our influence under His principles and word. That's why the psalmist says here in Psalm 119, "Depart from me, you evildoers." In a rare departure in Psalm 119, he paused his ongoing conversation with God about his word. Here, the psalmist addressed the evildoers that brought him such trouble. He knew that the best remedy was to put space between him and these evildoers, so he boldly told them, "Hey, depart from me." This means that the psalmist was careful in choosing his friends. It's been said, "Show me your friends and I will show you your future." Whether we feel it or not, we take on some of our friends' qualities, good and bad. Now, we don't feel that the psalmist never came into contact with those who didn't know or dishonored God. It's just that he knew that there were limits to the influence that he would allow them to have in his life. Then he goes on to say here in verse 115, "For I will keep the commandments of my God." He was committed to obedience in keeping the commandments of God. You see, this second line of this verse connects us with the first line. He found it more challenging to keep God's commandments in the close company of evildoers. So what did he do? He sent those evildoers on their way. He felt that if he had to keep the commandments of God, but he didn't have to keep close company with anyone or everyone. Now, this was very much the spirit of Jesus when he steadfastly resisted the devil when he was tempted in the wilderness. He told the devil to go away, and he repeatedly relied on the word of God. It's possible that for some people who hear this, that when the psalmist described these words, he spoke of something that isn't really relevant to you. You see, there are some followers of Jesus who are too isolated from those that they could be a light unto. For many, this is precisely what they need to do. They think Jesus was around sinners all the time, and so I can be. So there's a significant difference. Jesus was around sinners, but he was around them as a physician, to love them, to heal their sinful hearts. If we make company with those that don't know God, it should be as physicians, or maybe as physicians' assistants, and not as evildoers ourselves. So there are some of us who need to spend more time around those who don't know God, and there's others of us who need to spend less time. Understanding this and living this out can only be done as we stay close to God. In this massive Psalm 119, the word God only appears once in this verse, at least in the New King James translation. When God is mentioned, it's in the personal sense. He says, "My God." So today, your close, intimate connection with God can give you the wisdom to be in the world, but never of it. Ask God for that wisdom today.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.